The invisible world of angels is so often overlooked, though it's been present since before the dawn of creation, offering attentive service and protection to humankind. Based on Catholic teaching, Angels for Kids offers proof of the true existence of angels while dispelling contemporary myths. And really, really great to have this for children, and so great to have my dear friend and sister on, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, regarding her book, Angels for Kids. Hey, how are you, my Ethel? We're Ethel and Lucy to each other. It's a long story. We'll explain later if we have time. How are you?
Good morning, Lucy. It's wonderful to be here.
I love this book, and I love particularly the cover of the book is so stunning as well.
Oh, my gosh. I love the cover. It's just so beautiful. When the, you know, the publisher showed me Paraclete Press, my jaw must have dropped because I just thought it was just so beautiful.
Mm. Now, why a book on angels for children? Because your children are all grown, right?
Right. Well, my heart is always with the kids of all ages, you know, my own and my nieces and nephews, and I've been teaching faith formation for like over 26 years, so I always have the little ones around me. I have a second grade class this year, and, you know, I always want to teach the kids about their faith, and I think it's so important to teach them about the world of angels. You know, it's an invisible world, so it's often overlooked, as you mentioned, and, you know, to believers and non-believers. So sometimes we forget, you know, they're there, or we might not realize we can ask our guardian angel to pray for us and to guide us and protect us. So kids, a lot of times, are more familiar with the superheroes and the video games, as you know, and all kinds of fictitious superhero-type characters. And so they might just think that the angels kind of blend in with that. They're make-believe or they're a fantasy or, you know, they're no big deal. So I want them to have the real scoop, the real church teaching, you know, from Scripture and the catechesis of Pope John Paul II, which I used to write this book. I want to teach the kids about angels, that they're real. They're not make-believe. They're real and they're powerful and they're such a gift from God.
Do you think most Catholics, adult Catholics, Donna Marie, understand the reality of angels and the truth that the Church teaches about angels versus what we see very much in the New Age type of a thing?
Probably not. You know, I don't want to say that blankly because there are many who firmly believe in what the Church teaches and believe in the angels. But I think, you know, people get also, the believers, they get caught up in daily life. They're busy. They're running around. If something's not right in front of them, you know, they're not necessarily going to be thinking about it. So the angels being invisible, except for the times when, you know, God uses them to come on earth to do some amazing work, and then in that case, the angel was visible or appeared in the form of a man. You know, if they're not right before us, we might forget about their existence. So I think we need to be reminded. And I was just so fortunate that my mother taught me when I was a little girl the Angel of God prayer. And I used to say that every morning and every night. And I opened the book with that prayer and I, you know, tell the kids about that, you know, that simple little prayer to your guardian angel. And that really saved me throughout my life, I think, just knowing from a young age about the angels. So that's why it's really heavy on my heart to you know, get this word out to kids everywhere, to parents, to grandparents, you know, to caregivers of children, to read this book with the children and to teach them about the angels, because they're real and God gave them to us as a gift. And, you know, we can ask our angel to bring our prayer to God. You know, we don't worship the angels, as
right.
You know. We don't worship them, but they worship God with us, and they're constantly beholding the face of God. So it's so incredible, don't you think?
Yeah, my favorite angel is St. Gabriel because he's the patron saint of broadcasters.
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. great. That's mm-hmm. great. They're also amazing, you know, and I'm constantly calling on St. Michael for protection, and I'll ask St. Raphael, you know, to help with health matters, you know, because he that's what he's so good at. And so we have such a wealth of power in the angels. Not that we're looking for signs and wonders and we're expecting, you know, things to happen just because we call upon our angels, but not to be afraid to ask them for their assistance and their help, especially your guardian angel. And God, you know, puts them there with us for a reason, to help us.
We're chatting with author, speaker, EWTN host Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle about her book for children on angels from Paraclete Press. Have you had an experience with angels yourself, Donna, that you share in the book?
No, I mean, I think I have, but I'm not going to say. I don't know. I don't think it's... I have trouble with, you know, saying that, you know, I... Oh, sorry, I'm tongue-tied.
That's okay.
Now. I think with kids, you know, I just want to give them a straight scoop. I want to give them, you know, the church teaching and see how it unfolds in their life. I mean, there was a time, I guess I'll say.
I think that's very wise. I think, not that you haven't had experiences, but I think that's a very wise way to approach it.
Yeah, because we don't want to have people going around trying to interpret the, you know, certain things and saying, oh, it's this or oh, it's that. I think we just need to know the real truth about the angels, and then I offer a whole selection of prayers in the back of the book too. So if someone feels inclined to have a formal prayer to the angels, they can pray in that way. But I also encourage the kids to pray from their hearts, you know, just to call upon the angels anytime and just, you know, ask for their help, and assistance and guidance all throughout their lives.
Yeah, the angels are all over the Bible and Scripture, and I think that's really important, too, to help them see, St. Gabriel and the Annunciation. Then also, of course, you mentioned St. Raphael. And then, of course, you have the angels that are with our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. Angels really appear quite frequently in the Old Testament as well.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting about the hierarchy of angels that I learned when I was writing this book. You know, about the heavenly counselors of God, and that's the seraphim, cherubim, and thrones. And then we have the heavenly governors, the dominions, virtues, and powers. And we have the messengers of God, the principalities, archangels, and angels. And I explain how angels are not all the same. There are many different kinds, and I go into, you know, talking about St. Thomas Aquinas and what he thought about the angels and the hierarchies, and I explain what the different... tasks are of these types of angels, and so this way they have a, you know, a broad view of the angels, what their jobs are, that they're not all the same. The angels in the Bible, angels in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and even what angels look like, and the fallen angels. You know, I do have to have a chapter about the fallen angels, because it's important for kids to know, growing up, that there are good angels and there are bad angels.
Bad angels, yeah. Good point. All right, let's take a quick break. Let me put out the phone number if you have a question for our guest, author, speaker, EWTN host, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She has a beautiful website. I would highly encourage you to visit it, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com, and you can find the book there, and you can find out more about her shows at EWTN as well as her speaking engagements. Our phone number, 877-573-7825. Now, normally Gail Buckley would join us on a Monday for our Bible Verse of the Week. She can't be with us today, so when we come back, I'm going to share with you some of our verses in Scripture regarding angels, angels watching over me and you. We'll be right back. This is one of my favorite verses from the Psalms about angels, and this will be our verse for the week since Gail can't be with us today, our Bible lady. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. That's Psalm 91:11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. Amen. We're talking about angels with our friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who I'm sure you know well from EWTN and her many, many books. And this is a beautiful book for children, Angels for Kids. Donna Marie, how do we get the book, hon?
Oh, well, you can get it through the publisher, Paraclete Press. I have plenty here. You can get through my website, www.donnacooperoboyle.com. And I send every book out with a blessed, miraculous medal. And I'm sure you can get it at your local bookstore and Amazon and many places.
How long did it take you to research about the angels?
Well, let's see. I'm not sure. You know, I never know. That's a question everybody asks about every book I write. You know, how long did it take?
I know, me too. How long does it take?
Research? I guess I never really keep track. But I thank God I knew Father Hardin. You know, he's up for sainthood, as you know, and a very holy theologian and friend of mine that from years ago. And he wrote a lot about the angels. So I was looking up his work, and I was led to Pope John Paul II's catechesis on the angels, which is perfect because there's so much there. And then, you know, of course, Scripture. And so, yeah, I just research as I go. You know, I pray and I write, as I'm sure you do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And So, you know, I always use sound church teaching straight in line with the magisterium of the church.
Right.
So no one has to go wrong when they're reading the books. You know, they know that this is according to church teaching, and they're teaching their kids the real stuff.
What does John Paul II have, Blessed John Paul II, soon to be St. John Paul II, have to tell us about angels?
Oh, well, gosh. Well, if any of the listeners would like, they could Google it, and they could look up his, he's got a whole catechesis on the angels. So he had a teaching, so many different teachings. I quote one of them. I mean, I weave them throughout this book, but I'm just flipping through as we're talking. And there's one that I mentioned, and it's about the good angels and the bad angels. Mm. And I thought that was important to mention so that kids won't be scared. But I'm just trying to find it as
That's
we're talking.
Okay.
But he mentions that the... you know, as much as the bad angels, you know, refused to serve and you know, Satan was cast into hell and his followers, you know, they were created a very super intelligent beings, far more intelligent than we are. So there was the consequence to them was that, you know, you make that choice, that's it. You don't have confession like we do, and you don't mm-hmm. have a second chance. So they knew that, and, you know, Satan knew that. And so God wasn't being overly harsh with him. That was the consequence. And he chose not to serve. And he chose to try to, you know, drag us all down to hell. So, you know, throughout history with all of the false teachings and evil ways and evil, you know, temptations and things that he tries to get people mixed up with. And that's what I tell the kids, that you don't have to worry about, you know, and be scared of evil. You have a choice. You have a choice to choose good, choose to do good, choose to follow your angel's guidance and to follow the laws of the church. So you don't have to ever worry, but to be on guard and to be aware that those temptations and things from the culture that are not from God, that's the way the devil works to try to get you to, you know, not go to heaven
right.
later on. So I'm telling them that they have the choice, though. They have the power and the choice to choose good, and God will continue to give them the graces. And, you know, so like I said, Satan basically said, I will not serve. And that arrogance and pride was the cause of the downfall. And so I say to the kids, you know, we can certainly learn from the bad angels. Let's not be like them. So that's what Pope John Paul II was saying as well. And he mentions the little prayer, the guardian angel prayer, that it's just a simple prayer, but it comes with an indulgence, actually. And so I wish I can find his little verse that I used in here, but
well, that's okay. Yeah. Just a general idea of what he was talking about is quite helpful. That way, people can buy the book because they want to read more about it, right?
Yes, yes, that's right. There's it's actually packed with a lot of information, if I may say so myself, because it does have, you know, things from some brilliant words from Pope John Paul II and lots of scripture, but told in a way so that kids can understand. And I've been told also that adults enjoy the text because it's not so simplified that they can't enjoy it as well. And they can get a little teaching as they're reading with their child or grandchild or niece or nephew or someone. So that's when I write these books, I have the older person in mind as well.
Well, yeah, because that is a catechesis. I know many, many parents tell me when they read a lot of these books for their children that they are re-educated or educated in the faith in general.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I found Pope John Paul II's quote. Do you want to hear it? Or
sure, go ahead.
He says, "And while the existence of the wicked angels requires of us that we be watchful so as not to yield to their empty promises, we are certain that the victorious power of Christ the Redeemer enfolds our lives so that we ourselves may overcome these spirits. In this, we are powerfully helped by the good angels, messengers of God's love, to whom, taught by the tradition of the Church, we address our prayer, Angel of God, who are my guardian, enlighten, guard, govern, and guide me, who have been entrusted to you by the heavenly goodness. Amen."
Mm.
That's a nice encouragement to know that we have the holy guardian angels you know, to protect us and guide us all throughout life.
Yep, right from the Bible. That's why I chose that verse from Psalm 91:11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Donna Marie, always good to speak with you. God bless your work. Continued success. I know you're working on other books, and we will be hearing more from you very, very soon on those books. DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. Again, our guest for the second half of Catholic Connection today on a Monday, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. And don't forget to go to the website and check out this beautiful book for children, Angels for Kids. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Tuesday. Make it a good one. We'll see you.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. Our producer is Andrew Krucek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection as Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness.